There is lighting projects throughout the plan, and I know some of those address, some of the ones in the plan address what you're talking about. Currently, I have a request out to a company that actually does a solar lighting, and they're doing it in parks now for some of the area lighting, because we've had requests from residents that they wanted more lighting within certain parks for security reasons. And that company is actually going to come back with a analysis of the park, a placement of lights, where they go, and all the details with that. Initially, I sent them three of our parks to come up with that plan. It's at no cost to the city whatsoever. So we'll have that and see what, if we like what they present to us.
When will that be back?
I would expect within the next 2 to 3 weeks from what they've said, because they do have to go through, design it, and they're going off on basically your GIS and maps and everything.
Absolutely.
To do that, and so.
Okay. Also, I've heard from many Little League teams and people like that come up to me and tell me that they maintain the field that they use, and I was wondering, what can we do to help ease their burden as a city so that maybe they don't have to do as much or none at all, so that, you know, because this is a city park.
Let me take a stab at that. I think the way it currently works with the Little Leagues is we could try to get the fields in some sort of condition for them as they start the season. But as we're currently staffed, that's about all we do. Then we turn it over to the Little Leagues, and they then take care of the infields for the most part. I think we then mow some. Yeah, we do most of the mowing then for the Little Leagues. But as far as the infield and caring for the infields, that's the Little Leagues' responsibilities for that.
So it's a staff issue. We just don't have enough people on staff to utilize that.
I've been here almost 20 years. It's operated that way for at least that long.